For several years, the majority of the Oklahoma electorate and state lawmakers have talked about enthusiastic support for criminal justice reform, but talk is where it seems to stop. Progress at the Oklahoma State Capitol has been slow. State Impact's Quentin Chandler follows up with voters on the disconnect.
In 2016, Oklahoma voters passed two state questions intended to reduce the state's prison population. Every year since, lawmakers have introduced bills designed to decrease the number of people serving time. Legislators successfully passed some reforms last year, but most proposals have stalled in committee.
As the old saying goes, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That's what I've seen here, and nothing has changed.
Gary Linhart lives in Norman, and he was among the 58% of Oklahoma voters who supported the 2016 initiative that made a number of felony drug-related crimes misdemeanors. One piece of legislation that was hotly debated this year will make that 2016 law Linhart voted for retroactive. It gives people serving felony prison time for crimes that are now misdemeanors a chance to have their sentences commuted. People already released can try to get their convictions expunged. But it's unclear how many of those people are left in state prisons, and their sentences would not automatically be overturned.
I would give them a C. I was a big proponent of people being able to plead their case because the law has changed. It only makes sense.
Oklahoma has led the United States in per capita incarceration of women for years. And in 2018, the state overtook Louisiana for number one incarcerator per capita of both men and women. Without legislative changes, in 7 years, the Department of Corrections has estimated the prison population could grow by more than 2,300 people. But the legislature has struggled. This year, lawmakers didn't approve bail reform or an attempt to stem the flow of people sent to prison for failing state supervision. A bill that more clearly defined misdemeanor drug crimes versus felony drug crimes also stalled, and so did a measure that would reduce punishments for people convicted multiple times for nonviolent felonies.
There's kind of no excuse.
Suzanne Blackshear is an independent voter from Tulsa.
I understand that is no easy task. But for them to go through a whole session and not at least pass four bills that were the most imperative to at least stop the bleeding.
She wanted lawmakers to make bold changes across the entire system.
Do several prisoners have to die before someone's going to take it seriously because they're in unfit conditions or unsafe conditions? It's almost there where something bad is imminent.
Blackshear believes reform is such a necessity that Governor Stitt should call a special session. She especially wants legislators to pass the bill that would have given people who mess up on probation more leeway. Blackshear knows people who've been on probation. She says sometimes they're really trying and aren't breaking the law.
Relatively minor offenses can violate their probation and send them to prison.
But some voters aren't as critical. Aaron Griffith, an independent voter from Tulsa, is happy legislators approved a bill that will make it easier for people with felony convictions to get certain professional certifications and hopefully jobs.
I mean, they're talking about it. I mean, as long as people are having a dialogue about it, how can you be unhappy about it?
He does hope all the talk lawmakers are doing leads to results, but he also believes prison serves a purpose. Griffith regrets voting to reclassify property crimes like thefts valued under $1,000 as misdemeanors in 2016. He says those crimes have victims.
We had the cookie cutter approach of, you know, like mandatory minimums and three strikes you're out and all that stuff, you know, and I think we run the same risk of going too far in the other direction of just trying to reform too much and really losing sight of the victims.
Governor Kevin Stitt created a new criminal justice task force that started meeting this summer. It's one of dozens created over the past 20 years to study the issue. But Stitt says this task force will help lawmakers be more successful in passing reforms next year.
The voters we talked to for this story are part of our Oklahoma Engage text club, where listeners can weigh in on important issues. If you'd like to participate, text PRISON to 405-351-6059. And you can find more State Impact reporting on our website, kgou.org.